This podcast is brought to you by our new Buy American Support America t-shirt, available now at howiecarshow.com. Click store. A portion of the proceeds go to Help ER Eats. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The testing problem. We've done more than any other nation in the world. You people aren't satisfied. So let's say we had 350 million people in the United States. And if we gave every one of those people a test 10 times, the fake news media would say, when's the 11th time? He didn't do his job. Trump didn't do his job. And it's so bad.
That's not true. That's not true.
Okay.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So you're encouraging, hundreds of thousands of people coming there in casinos, smoking, drinking, touching slot machines, breathing circulated air.
That sounds like fun. Actually, that does sound like fun.
Doesn't that sound like a virus petri dish? I mean, how is that?
What it sounds like? You're being an alarmist.
If casinos reopen, are you going to be inside those casinos every single night putting your own life on the line?
Every
be
night.
Putting
what
money
you
where your mouth is, to use a, I guess, a Las Vegas term.
And...
Now let's hear your fake laugh.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
With that, Mr. Chairman, today's hearing is on Speaker Pelosi's proposed select committee on the coronavirus pandemic.
I heard the speaker say we need to move in a bipartisan manner, and I believe she meant that. But then I can't forget that she said the same thing about impeachment a year ago.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Eight different entities doing oversight, but the Democrats won a ninth. Why? Eight committees looking out for the taxpayer, the ninth looking out for Joe Biden.
I'm getting too excited about this.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I mentioned the Pennsylvania liquor store is being closed, state-owned, and so I'm getting a lot of texts now about the situation. 484, I guess this is from the Keystone State, Pennsylvania stores reopened with curbside pickup. You have to call your store, pay on the phone, then they bring it out. Ever hear of this new thing? We're talking about him earlier, Al Gore, he invented this thing called the Internet. Can you make purchases on the Internet in Pennsylvania, or is that a little too sophisticated for the state workers? And then 207 says, up here in Maine, all the local microbreweries are open, and a lot of them are donating their profits to feed medical workers, first responders, etc. I bought some suds today from one who was donating 100% of their profits, my new favorite sud. That's from Haas. Yeah, I read a story somewhere today that some of these microbreweries, they do most of their business at the bar they have set up. And so it's all kegs. And the kegs, you know, have a short shelf life. And so a lot of the kegs are going to have to be poured down the drain, just like milk is being poured down the drain, because there's not much demand for milk. The demand for eggs has... decreased too. I don't understand that, but that's the situation. There's a little craft breweries right down the street from the studio I go to sometimes in West Palm Beach, the West Palm Brewery. I don't know what's happening to that. All these places, all restaurants, pubs. It's horrible. Reopen them, Governor. Fill in the blank. Time now for the Chump Line.
Lovey, I can't stand being cooped up with a stay-at-home order. Can I be a free-range gigolo, please?
I heard he was on one of the newscasts today. Was he on with Morning Joe or one of those people?
America wants to be open again. Well, I spoke to one of my gardeners, and he told me that he would like to have a job.
Of course, John Kerry does have the best job as the, as he just pointed out, gigolo.
Remember what the masseuse said to Al Gore? Get off of me, you big galoot!
No, you forgot the word. The word was lummox. I know it's an obscure word, but my Aunt Mabel used to call me a lummox sometimes. She thought I was kind of clumsy, as, even as a little kid.
Howie, I knew that he had the word wrong, but I figured if I put the message up, then Howie will correct it and say lummox, and I love the word lummox.
It is. It is really an underrated word, and I hadn't heard the word probably since my sainted Aunt Mabel died a long, long time ago when the masseuse accused Al Gore of being a big lummox. And you know what? He's an even bigger lummox today. You got to go to YouTube and see that virtual town hall meeting with him. He has no neck. Literally no neck. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During the national mitigation, we have been fortunate enough to be able to supply our wicked awesome windows and doors to the ongoing process of infrastructure maintenance and construction, including affordable housing projects. In fact, we are now actively hiring. So yes, we're optimistic about our country's recovery.
The latest from AOC is a real crock. She says everyone should escape John Locke. This latest fancy she stole from Nancy, which proves these nuts all live under the same rock.
I know you would think that AOC would want to get back to work, you know? I mean, if, you know, the way things are going in New York, people are fleeing New York even faster now than they were before this coronavirus started. Or they're, if they went to Florida or somewhere else, the South for the winter, they're not coming back. So the odds grow ever greater that the congressional seat that AOC represents is not going to exist in a couple of years.
What a great day it was not celebrating Earth Day yesterday. Maybe we can do this again next year.
Was it a terrible tragedy not to have the Boston Marathon? I mean, seriously. I know it's coming. It's supposedly coming back in September, but I have my doubts. I don't really, even from 1,000 miles away, I don't really miss the Boston Marathon.
Because so many Massachusetts people lost their job, tax revenues are down. Therefore, we will have to increase taxes. To offset this, every state employee will get a 10% pay raise.
Exactly. Exactly. Tal Duvall, Charlie Parker, has announced no state workers are going to be laid off. They, you know, a huge percentage of them haven't worked in 6 weeks. They've had a vacation. That's what it amounts to. And none of them have been laid off. They're not. Are they sweating it? No, I don't think so. And are they getting? They getting the checks too? If they make under $100,000, I'll bet they're getting checks too. So this is a boon for them.
$500 billion here, a couple trillion there. Pretty soon they're going to be talking about real money.
Yeah. Of course, that guy is recycling the old Everett Dirksen line, the late senator from Illinois. And he said, a billion here, a billion there. Pretty soon you're talking real money. Now we're talking trillions. He's right.
So AOC doesn't want anybody to return to work when the economy comes back. I have two words for her. You first.
I don't know what she didn't like about being in the dreaded private sector back when she was a bartender. I mean, she was stealing all the tips out of the tip jar. She had it made in the shade.
Here's the story of a gal named Brady who took her kids to the playground for the day. She was handcuffed and she was arrested. She's lucky she didn't get tased. Now the moral of the story, if you plan on leaving your home, wear your PPE and have all your papers. And look up to the skies and watch for drones. A crazy bunch. A crazy bunch. Now they all have become a crazy bunch.
Very good. Very good. I think we've mentioned that most of the beaches in Florida remain closed, including in Palm Beach. Do you know who's on the beach now that there aren't any more human beings on the beach? Pelicans. Pelicans. They're always around, but they're around in very large numbers now on the beach. On the Outer Banks in North Carolina, they're also closed, the beaches there. And do you know what's there now? Seashells. Because usually there are a lot of tourists around, and they're just always combing the beaches and picking up all the seashells. But that's been no go for more than a month now, so the beaches are full of seashells.
Tucker, I mean Taylor, it's Howie. I nearly collapsed when I saw the Georgia's reopening. I'm going to hop on the next Alley Giant flight and go to a restaurant for some fried clams with tartar sauce. Ooh, and some chocolate cakes, honey.
I don't think Georgia has any full-bellied clams. I'm waiting to get back to New England and to get to Maine for some full-bellied clams at Ken's place in Scarborough.
Does Alley Giant fly to Maine?
I don't know if they I don't know if they do or not. You know, we should call them up and try to get Alley Giant as an advertiser now. You know, we have airlines advertising on the show sometimes. I'd love to get Alley Giant as a client.
Fly Alley Giant. If you can pronounce it, you can drive it.
It's a giant of a good deal to be on Alley Giant Airlines.
Grace. Okay, Tom Brady didn't walk into your house, but I will. My name is J.S. I'll do it. Now, I got to make it clear. I never played sports, but I was a great athletic supporter.
I don't think anybody likes anybody walking into their house unannounced.
Yeah, I'd make an exception for Tom Brady, but I'm good on the random strangers walking into the house thing. I do not need people offering that up. Very nice, but thank you, no.
Have you got your permit yet, Grace?
My permit for what?
Never mind.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. During this national mitigation, we have been fortunate enough to be able to supply our wicked awesome windows and doors to the ongoing process of infrastructure maintenance and construction, including affordable housing projects. In fact, we are now actively hiring. So, yes, we're optimistic about our country's recovery.
So AOC doesn't want anybody to return to work when the economy comes back. I have two words for her. You first.
What a fool she is. She said so many stupid, stupid things. What an embarrassment to her district, to Boston University, to the Democrat Party, etc. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Honey, the easiest way to find the biggest discounts online. It's free to use and will have you saving money in minutes. It really is a great deal. Download Honey today at joinhoney.com/Howie. Just check it out. You'll save a lot of money. joinhoney.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you rather sit in a casino or a subway car?
I've sat in both. And I've sat in more subways than casinos or more time, but and I much prefer a casino.
95% prefer the casino.
Yeah. And I would say most of the voters have spent a lot of time in both places, or more time in subways than casinos. And we'll throw buses in there, too. And trains. All right. 844-500-4242. Bob Maines is our guy at Matthews Brothers, who's the sponsor of the Chump Line. And like me and the mailroom manager, he's been down in Florida all winter long. And he's making his way north. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, Howie. How you doing?
Good. Where are you now?
I'm actually in the state of Maine. I just crossed the border about 10 minutes ago. We left Richmond, Virginia this morning around 7:30. And we were going to stop in Mass on the way because it's kind of a long time in the saddle. But because of what's going on there, we decided just to press on through, and we'll be home in about another hour and change or so. So
what was the... you've been on 95 for days, right?
Exactly. We left Okeechobee. Unlike a lot of people that have to winter in Florida, we also have to get back to work. Some people don't have the luxury of having studios in the warmer climates. And if you had to get back to work, I hope you have a place to go to in Boston.
I do.
A little cooler here, but okay, that's good to know. But we left, you know, because we got to pack everything up, we left Okeechobee around noontime on Tuesday and just got as far as Jacksonville Beach. And I had the most weird experience watching Jacksonville Beach Dynamics. On Beach Avenue, which is just on the other side of the boardwalk from the beach, there's hundreds of people walking up and down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
right,
riding their bikes on Beach Avenue. 6 feet, 5 feet, 7 feet, 10 feet, but hundreds and hundreds of people as far as you can see going north and south.
Yeah. That was were the first beaches to open in Florida. Duval County, yeah.
Right, but not until 5 o'clock.
I don't understand why can't you go on the beach in the middle of the day? Just like why can't you go on my bike path where I live in the middle of the day if you're over the age of 11? You know, doesn't make any sense.
There's 100 times more room on the beach than there is on the sidewalk. But they had two police cruisers. I could see 3 miles in either direction up and down. Police cruisers here and there. A helicopter patrolling up and down the shoreline just to make sure that, you know, they could spot people potentially going to. And 5 o'clock, okay, everybody's on the beach and nobody's on the street anymore.
Yeah. I'm glad the beaches are open, but again, why is it closed during the middle of the day? I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
Because the logic has nothing to do with it. It's all about optics. It's looking like we're doing something. We go to these places in Maryland and Virginia and on the way up in the Carolinas. You got to have a face mask on. Well, no, you don't. Well, you do, you don't.
I think I'll stay down here for a while longer, Bob, until the face mask mania is over. That's Bob Maines from Matthews Brothers. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
844-500-4242. The meter maids are essential in Boston, apparently. I thought Marty Walsh, the mayor, announced that they were going to stop ticketing, but he said that, I think, in a citywide address on TV in prime time. But I just got a text here. One of our technicians in a marked company van was in the financial district servicing an ATM. You know those machines where people can get their money? He got back to the vehicle to find a $40 ticket. $40, that's cheap by City of Boston standards, isn't it?
I think he was talking about nurses. If you're a nurse or a doctor and you get a ticket, they can fight it or waive it. But I don't think he was talking about just regular.
Well, how do you fight it or you waive it if City Hall's closed down? How do you go to that horrible office on the mezzanine to fight the ticket?
Well, I think what he was saying is if you're a nurse or a doctor, we will figure out a way for you not to have to pay it. But it wasn't just for regular. It wasn't for like Howie Carr.
Well, you can always figure out a way not to pay it. You can.
You know what I'm. Now we're getting into semantics. You know what I mean. If you parked your car, your Rolls Royce somewhere, yeah, you would get.
Oh, my Rolls Royce. What do you think? I have Betty's Rolls Royce, the yellow Rolls Royce that used to be down across from City Hall. I don't think so. I ask you, says the texter, are meter maids essentially, that's all caps. Here we are hanging on by our fingernails trying to make a living, even though all of our work in Boston has been shut down and our fair city sucks $40 out of our disappearing company. We should be able to double park in Boston, !! No one can work there, !! Oh, except the essential meter maids. Thank you. That was a good text. I remember when I was selling my condo on Marlboro Street, I had to get some guys in to paint it to make it presentable, and they lived in Boston. These guys lived in Hyde Park, Ward 18, God's country, as Dapper used to say, and they wouldn't come in to Boston unless I could get them a parking space, because they hated to come into the city. I mean, into the downtown Back Bay area, because they knew they were going to get ticketed. It didn't pay to paint my house or my apartment or anybody else's, because they were going to get too many tickets. So I had to go to City Hall and arrange to get a little special deal for them to come in for a couple of days and park on Marlboro Street. I couldn't even. I moved to Cambridge. Cambridge is a much more sensible community, believe it or not, when it comes to municipal government than the city of Boston is. I know that's counterintuitive, but it's a fact. 844-500-4242. Okay, you want to talk about crazy municipalities? We're going to be back to Idaho. Yesterday we were talking about the woman who got arrested at the playground because she had her kid. She was trying to take her kids out to play, and they arrested her. Handcuffed her. Today, an Idaho woman is facing 6 months in jail and or a $1,000 fine for holding a yard sale. Krista Thompson was helping her husband, Peter, a truck driver, sell his late father's belongings at a yard sale when police issued her a citation for violating the governor's coronavirus lockdown order. Peter Thompson told the Idaho Freedom Foundation that after his father passed away, he had a significant financial incentive to sell his father's belongings because the storage unit was costing him $1,000 a month. See, he's the only one in the family who works. You know why? Because they got six kids. Six kids, a single family income, $1,000 a month. I'd say it's pretty essential to end that expense. The storage unit was a financial burden to the one-income family with six children. Here's what they said on their Facebook page, the Rathdrum Police Department. A garage sale, yard sale, is not an essential business and should not, I'm going into my German accent, should not be open for business. The Rathdrum Police Department attempted to educate and warn prior to issuing a citation. Officer Barney Fife has received several complaints from the public in regard to this yard sale. This was a large, non-essential yard sale that filled the entire front yard and spilled into the backyard as well. These yard sale items could be seen from Highway 41.
The investigation continued.
We tried to get the woman on who was lugged. I think Grace spoke to her lawyer. I don't know if she wants to come on or not. I don't think she does, or we'd have her on. But how ridiculous. This is in Idaho. Idaho. I thought Idaho was America. Oh, we'd have her lawyer? Okay, we do have her lawyer on. Okay, we're going to have the lawyer coming on right now. This is Edward, okay, we'll get his name in a second, up here in a second. Edward Dittiger is joining us on here on the...
But
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you're good, Howie. Nice to talk to you.
Listen, what is going on in Idaho?
Well, I mean, these are unprecedented times. You know, the issuance of these orders has been kind of ambiguous and ham-fisted from the start. The leadership top-down from the governor's office has not been the best, to put it mildly. I mean, what's going on with my client specifically is her father-in-law passed away, and he had enough items to fill, I'm told, about 10 storage units.
Wow.
And she and her husband have six kids, and they were about to be hit with about $2,500 a month in storage fees. And so, you know, and also this was her husband's inheritance, you know. So A, they needed to avoid the storage fees, but now she's got her husband's inheritance sitting in her front yard, so she's got to sell the stuff, right?
Right.
And you know, the police initially, she calls the Rathdrum Police Department. Rathdrum is a town in North Idaho near Coeur d'Alene. That's where she lives. She calls the police department and says, hey, I need to sell this stuff. Can I have a sale? They said, yep, absolutely, no problem. That's fine. So she begins selling some items. Eventually, an officer, I think this was 2 days into it or so, an officer comes by, says, hey, you know, you can't have signs out here. It's attracting too many people. So, okay, fine, took down the signs. A couple days later, another officer comes by and says, you can't have stuff out in the front yard, it's attracting too many people. So she moves everything to the backyard. Well, finally, they say, here's what you need to do. You need to list and sell each item individually on Facebook or Craigslist or whatever. Download an app. The person will pay you remotely. And you leave the item on your front doorstep.
So,
and
so of course, the city council or the county commissioners or whoever is in charge in this municipality, they haven't passed any legislation. There's no ordinances. They're just making it up on the fly, right?
Well, yeah, no, exactly. They cited her for a violation of Idaho state statute, which makes it unlawful to violate an order of isolation or quarantine. Now, what they wrote on the ticket was that she violated an order of isolation. Now, if you actually look at Idaho code and the definition of isolation in there, it refers to people who are infected or suspected to be infected. And they don't have any facts to suggest that she was infected. So I think what the prosecutor is going to say, the police officer made a mistake. She didn't violate the order of isolation. She violated the order of quarantine. But again, you go back to Idaho code, look at the definition of quarantine, and it refers to entering or exiting premises which has been designated, you know, that you can't go in or out of. And even if you accept that the governor's order somehow designated all places in Idaho as such a premise, although we know that's not true because you can go to Albertsons, Home Depot, et cetera, even if you accept that, she didn't leave her home. I mean, by definition, she's having a yard sale at her home. And then again, if you look at the governor's order, there's lots of exceptions and exemptions from closures, and we believe she would fall into several of them. Some of those are providing items to needier, impoverished people. Obviously, you know, poor people like to buy items secondhand.
Right.
Businesses that supply other essential businesses. She's had contractors come there buy tools because they can't get to Lowe's during open hours. So I think even if you accept the validity of the statute and order, it just doesn't apply to her. She literally didn't violate the law. But what you have, because of the ambiguity, you have local police officers engaging in these arbitrary decisions and deciding which activities are going to be permitted and which are going to be punished by force of law. And that's a problem.
What is the crime, the fact that the yard sale could be seen from Highway 41? What statute does that violate?
Yeah. I mean, that is literally a legally irrelevant fact. I mean, and right now, Howie, I mean, right now I could list my truck for sale, you know, on the internet. I could have someone come over, look at it, take it for a test drive, pay me for it, whatever. No one cares. Somehow they are thinking that the quantity of items being sold makes a difference. I still don't think a yard sale is a business under any conventional definition, but you know, really the quantity of items sold doesn't matter. The fact you can see them from the highway doesn't matter, according to the plain text of the order or the statute.
How old are her kids, the six kids? What's the age range?
Well, the youngest one is still nursing, and to tell you the truth, I don't know the exact age range. I believe her oldest is like 12 or 13, but don't... I mean,
theoretically, they're threatening to jail a nursing mother for up to 6 months for having a yard sale.
Correct. That is the maximum penalty under the statute.
Oh, my goodness.
And $1,000 fine. Yeah, so.
Which they can't afford, obviously, if they're, you know, if they're holding the yard sale. I mean, it would be an imposition.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, essentially what they want these people to do would be economically crushing. Either pay the storage fees, let your items get destroyed by the elements, you know, scattered around your yard. I don't know what they want these people to do. But moreover, the real problem for me is just local police going out and making these decisions, which really should be made by a legislature. I mean, that's why we have legislatures. We elect people to carry out our will. That's the theory. And right now you have the merging of the legislative and executive branch at the top at the governor's office. He is ruling by fiat. We have another word for that. It's called monarchy. And then the local police departments are doing the same thing because they are going around and deciding for themselves what will be allowed and what will not be allowed.
Do you happen to know a round number for the death toll in Idaho?
I just saw it today. It is 50. I want to say it's between 50 and 55. I know it's no more than 60.
55, my producer just tells me. 51, excuse me.
There
51. Yeah.
Okay, yep.
And so they're arresting.
We had our first. Go ahead, Howie.
No, you go ahead. What, you had your first what?
I was just going to say, we had our first case on March 13th, right? And so for the past, you know, month and a half, we've been having, you know, oh, wait till next week. It's going to be really bad next week. It's, you know, you just wait and see, you doubters. And I almost feel
deniers.
Like,
the word is deniers.
Yeah,
you know, like Holocaust deniers.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a total depersoning, and I almost feel like a member of one of these apocalyptic religious movements, right, where they keep predicting the end of the world, and then it never comes, and then you see these movements evaporate. And I think that's what you're seeing. You're seeing increasing skepticism. You know, I commute about an hour into work every day, and so I notice the number of cars on the road. I am noticing that number dramatically increase from a couple weeks ago, because I think people are just saying, you know what, I got to survive.
Right. I'm noticing the same thing on I-95 in South Florida, where I'm broadcasting from right now. I mean, it's starting. Last week was the nadir, the absolute bottom, but it's starting to pick up. You're right. I mean, people have no choice. They got to make some money. They got to support their family.
We all have bills to pay, and $1,200, I'm sorry, $1,200 helps a person today, maybe. Doesn't help them tomorrow. It certainly doesn't help them a week from now.
Hey, Edward Dittinger, I really appreciate you coming on with us, and we wish your client the best of luck, and we hope we can get her on, you know, before she does her 30 days in the hole or whatever.
I'm
just
joking. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that doesn't happen.
I hope so.
I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out, Howie, and thanks so much for having me on anytime.
Thank you. Thank you, Edward Dittinger, the lawyer for the poor woman who was looking at six, a mother of six, a nursing mother, is looking at 6 months or $1,000 fine for running a yard sale. Krista Thompson, what a great country we currently live in, right? I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone, Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, that lawyer put it away. I'd never thought about it before, but, you know, this whole emergency, quote-unquote, has the legislative duties and the executive duties have been merged. And there's a reason why they're separated, because if they're merged, you can have these tyrants emerge, whether it's these idiotic county judges, so-called, in Texas, in Houston and Dallas, or Gina Raimondo, the governor, in Rhode Island, or Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. It's these petty tyrants. The power goes to their heads, and they threaten the liberties of Americans. And as one of the texters said, When yard sales are outlawed, only outlaws will have yard sales. I just wish that we had a that it was Highway 61 rather than Highway 41 that she's charged with making the yard sale available, because then we could play some Bob Dylan, some of my favorite stuff. Highway 61 revisited. God said to Abraham, "Kill me a son." Abe said, "Man, you must be putting me on," etc., etc. That would be good, but it was not to be. Really something. 844-500-4242. The president's briefing has started. He's just going over the usual laundry list. We'll, when we come back, we're gonna we got some people on the line. Hang on the line. We will be taking your calls in a few minutes. We don't have time for a call right now. But again, this is your last chance probably to get the T-shirt in powder blue. Anyway. Buy American, support America. These are made in America T-shirts, and they're 100% cotton, and they're really nice. And we're just about out of the powder blue, but we still have a few larges and extra larges. And we'll sell out, and then we'll have them in a new color next week. But if you want the powder blues, go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.